Pence is visiting Iraq, the highest-level trip there by an American official since President Trump's pullback of U.S. military forces in Syria. Mr. Pence met with the president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Netrevan Barzani, in a move meant to reassure U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State. Pence also reportedly got a classified briefing at Iraq's al-Assad air base, and while there, he phoned Iraqi President Adel Abdel Mahdi, and he has met with U.S. troops. Syrian Kurds sustained a bloody Turkish assault last month, seen by many as the result of President Trump's border pullback decision. Today, a car bomb exploded in a Turkish-controlled northern Syrian town on the border, killing at least three people, this according to Turkey's defense ministry. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a UK-based war monitor, put the death toll from the explosion at nine, including four from the same family, and it said that many of the wounded were in critical condition. President Trump early in the weekend indicated peace negotiations with the Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan are back on track and pledged again to withdraw U.S. troops from the country. Appearing on the Fox News channel, Mr. Trump said, "We're working on an agreement now with the Taliban. Let's see what happens." His remarks followed Monday's successful prisoner swap that freed an American and an Australian for release of three high-ranking insurgent prisoners by the U.S.-backed Afghan government. In Colombia, President Iván Duque has put the capital, Bogotá, under curfew amid continuing protests against his conservative government. This after an estimated 250,000 people took to the streets of Bogotá. Three people were reportedly killed. Officials in southwestern Colombia say three police officers were killed during an attack on a police station in Santander, Culichao. But City Secretary Jaime Asparia told the French news agency AFP the assault was not related to the demonstrations against President Duque. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. After watching a series of public impeachment